Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
The reason that we are having this chat today is because of the generals that sat there along with the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and had the conversation they had. But here is what the president said to begin with, and then we'll get into what the generals had to say. So let's listen to what, and this is an interview with George Stephanopoulos and Joe Biden back in August, right after the situation when Afghanistan fell.
Advisors warned against withdrawing on this timeline. They wanted you to keep about 2,500 troops.
No, they didn't. It was split. That wasn't true. That wasn't true.
They didn't tell you that they wanted troops to stay?
No, not in terms of whether we were going to get out in a time frame, all troops. They didn't argue against that.
So no one told, your military advisors did not tell you, no, we should just keep 2,500 troops. It's been a stable situation for the last several years. We can do that. We can continue to do that.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
I recommended that we maintain 2,500 troops in Afghanistan.
We should keep a steady state of 2,500, and it could bounce up to 3,500, maybe something like that, in order to move toward a negotiated, gated solution.
It's a simple question, Secretary Austin. He said no senior military leader advised him to leave a small troop presence behind. Is that true or not? Did these officer and General Miller's recommendations get to the president personally?
Their input was received by the president and considered by the president, for sure.
No one said that to me that I can recall.
Wow. Who's telling the truth, Denise?
Well, the way that Austin, as I just mentioned to you off air, the way that Austin said that the president received tells me that they didn't have a full-blown national security tactical strategy conference. It's almost as though they went through some kind of intermediary if they told or made these recommendations to Biden. That's what concerns me. The senators somehow didn't pick up on that. What do you mean received? Did it come in a letter? Did it come, through some kind of liaison? Did you guys all have some kind of a confab in the national, in the White House? Something's very wrong with that whole thing. And not that you could recall. If you had I mean, Biden didn't say, yes, we had meetings and we conferred on this and we talked about the threat assessment, you know, leaving behind a terror group as the Taliban, or Islamic State. I mean, it's kind of like you have to consider what wasn't said. And this one's very – I think there's more going on here than really got revealed yesterday.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. But the thing of it is, there's going to be more of this today, is there not, on Capitol Hill?
Yeah, this may go before the House today.
Okay, because you would think the members of the House are going to just jump all over this. I believe my friend and the congressman down there in South Sarasota County and Charlotte County, Greg Stube, is going to be involved in this. And if he is, I'm sure he's going to ask some really good questions.
Well, it depends upon what committee he's on. I don't know what committees he's on.
He's on Armed Forces. Or is it Armed Services, I guess they call it, is what this is. But anyway, we'll find out, and it's going to be interesting. But this is to be continued, I guess. Now, the other thing is, Biden, in my opinion, either outrightly lied or he's mentally incompetent not to remember this stuff. And his generals, of course, that made the recommendation, Senator Marsha Blackburn called for Biden to resign after this. I believe she actually called for General Milley to resign, too. And I think there was one other person in there who said the same thing.
Senator Hawley did. Senator Cotton actually asked, why didn't you resign? If you as an advisor to General Milley, you weren't listened to at all. And then he goes, it's a political move for me to resign, and he's not resigning. And some of the other questions, interestingly enough, I mean, some of them were kind of fascinating. You got a lot of I don't knows and so forth and so on, and certainly regarding those that were left behind and whatnot. What's fascinating is, if that's true, then we're two stovepipes.
Yep.
And I think they're lying about that.
Hold that thought. We're going to talk about that when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Mike Gallagher take us to break. So go ahead, Mr. Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will. By the way, the person accused of shooting the deputy down here in Florida that died has been caught in Nassau County. He just gave up, and the sheriff was saying that's a shame. They were hoping he'd try to fight it out so they could kill him. His words, not mine. We'll get into that in a minute. But right now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simons, brought to you by our friends over at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, education of our youth is always critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, this is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So, I want to send you over to TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website TuggyThePatriotPup.com, where you can find out more about Lauren Kelly, the author, mother, and grandmother, that's written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids as well. Now, you've got the 3 books there. You can buy them 1 at a time, 2 at a time, 3 at a time, whatever you want to do. And all you got to do is visit the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Once again, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers. It's an absolute must for people that want to learn about American history, because there's things in there that you'll get out of it, regardless of your age. And the books come in English and Spanish, too. TuggyThePatriotPup.com is the place to go. Go on over there. Check them out. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, that guy, I want to get to this in a second here, or what we were talking about, but that guy that killed that sheriff's deputy, he was picked up in Nassau County.
Yep, I know that.
Yeah, and he was, I guess he, was it a Martin County deputy that he killed?
I don't remember that now, because that was, a week or so ago?
Yeah, they've been looking for him, and they did catch him. He gave up without a fight, which is unusual, and the sheriff then that county said that he was hoping that he would have, because they wanted to get rid of it right then and there. But, oh, well. So, let's go back to where we were here. One other thing General Milley said, he talked about a reconstituted Al-Qaeda or ISIS with aspirations to attack the United States is a very strong possibility, because they'll be in Afghanistan and no one will be bothering them.
I think another part of the conversation yesterday that did not or should have happened, that
correct,
didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
And that was, did anybody have a conversation with Biden or the national security team on what the implications, the consequences would in fact be when the United States left Afghanistan? They kind of talked around it. In other words, is the Taliban still an enemy? Biden told us that Al-Qaeda is no longer there, but no one really talked about Islamic State. That he actually did that. Maybe early 2020. Time moves by pretty fast. But anyway, that particular target was where Islamic State operates in Afghanistan. So nobody has really packaged this and sent a picture of what Afghanistan is today and what the implications are, meaning... how many militant Islamists are now going to Afghanistan? How many Afghanis are now leaving, thousands upon thousands upon thousands, are trying to get out, way beyond what the United States and other allied countries are trying to do to help some of them get out, such that some of these other countries have had to close their borders. I mean, nobody, there was maybe one or two questions yesterday on Pakistan.
Right.
So it got political yesterday, and that's what they do in a lot of these hearings. But Marsha Blackburn asked an outstanding set of questions when she asked Milley, did you have a grant an interview or interviews with, and then she listed several authors of, I think, at least three books. And he said yes. And he said, I talked to the media, the press, for people that do documentaries all the time. So this cat has got such an ego that he, if you call him up and say you want an interview, he's not going to say no, which is remarkable. And we deserve to hear the audio tapes that Bob Woodward got, and you know that he taped it,
sure,
got for the interview for the book Peril. So I think we're going to learn some more today from the House side.
Now, just in an aside here, we heard from former President Barack Obama, who routinely was for open borders immigration policies during his time in office. And he acknowledged recently that idea is now unsustainable. Now, Obama made the statement while commenting on the Biden administration's ongoing immigration crisis at the southern border. Kind of interesting there.
Well, Jen Psaki came out again yesterday and said, we do not have open borders.
I heard her.
it's really quite remarkable when you think how many of these Haitians have been let into the country. You know, you had Mayorkas come out and admit that there was, you know, 10,000, 12,000, and could be more. Well, how does that work?
Yeah.
If the borders aren't open.
Yeah, that'd be a great question. Again, Jen Psaki, the gift that keeps on giving, she claimed it's unfair and absurd for businesses to raise their prices if the Biden administration raises corporate taxes. Really?
These people, as I said earlier, these people have always been in government. They've never been in private business. They've never had to put their name to a payroll check. They've never had to balance a ledger sheet. They get an F when it comes to economics, period.
Yeah.
And all the other answers that Jen Psaki gives at these, press briefings in the White House, every one of her answers is either one, a platitude, or just a lie. And both of those work because cable news, outside of, say, Fox, because they validate everything, but the MSNBCs, the CNNs, and so forth and so on, they take those points and then they push them and sell them. So anybody who's watching MSNBC or CNN or CBS, you know, they're repeating it. So lies work. And that's just a fact. Sadly, but true.
Now, I'm going to change the subject because Belarus spoke up yesterday, and a leader in Belarus said the U.S. is secretly building military bases in Ukraine, and he says, we cannot allow this.
I'm not sure what he's really referring to. We have a footprint there, and should. I'm really fine with that, but I'm not sure why he would necessarily be upset. We have to have a footprint there. That's part of what NATO is. Now, the big question is if, in fact, some of our NATO friends are going to be there with us. Remember, we tend to forget what Russia did to Ukraine. I mean, not to Ukraine, to Crimea.
Right.
And there's a move to do it again, believe me.
All righty, I will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you. You
Denise
too.
Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different things that she does. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're obviously at a very sensitive time.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying President Biden's previously scheduled Chicago trip on Wednesday has now been canceled or at least postponed.
The president instead will stay back in Washington to lead talks over his legislative agenda, which has reached a critical point.
In these discussions, a pivotal time.
Democrats have been negotiating the massive reconciliation bill. At the same time, they're hoping to pass a bipartisan infrastructure package before this week is over. A Democratic senator adamantly opposed to Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell getting another term. Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts blasting Powell on Tuesday, saying she has grave concern over his record. Powell's term as Fed chief expires early next year. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. Now, Bo will be in the studio tomorrow. Get your questions ready to ask him. We'll certainly ask him of him when he shows up. In the meantime, here's more about the National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can become a certified aviation maintenance tech. One of them is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater across the bay. The other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you heard me say this, ask to take the tour. Why? Because you'll get an opportunity to not only see what you'll be getting involved in, but you'll be able to talk to a student, you'll be able to talk to an instructor, maybe more than one. You'll also be able to talk to the money people and find out what it's like to get your financing. Now, of course, when you're a veteran and you have got your VA benefits that you have not used yet post 9/11, you'll be all set to go. Now, those of you that are pre-9/11, depending on how long you've been out of the service and whether or not you used your benefits to begin with, may or may not have them for yourself. But whatever you got, they'll help you get. That's what National Aviation Academy does. And then after they do that, if they have to secure student loan financing the generic way, they'll do that too. So there you go. But you ask to take the tour, you find out what they're all about, and then you go from there. Now, the website, NAA.edu. The phone number, again, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Okay. As Air Force planners in Illinois choreographed the largest evacuation airlift in U.S. military history, surveillance drones loitering over the Harmide Karzai International Airport captured a disarray below, scanning for threats amongst the mass of civilians desperate to flee. Now, this was August the 26th, just before 6 p.m. in Kabul. And keep in mind that split-second decisions were being made, and relentless chaos was what was driving the historic military mission going on there. We saw all of that. And, of course, the Air Force sitting there watching the drones give them real-time information. We're seeing it as well. Now, North Korea has accused the United States once again of hostility as they continue their weapons tests. Now, North Korea on Monday, after accusing the United States of hostility and demanded the Biden administration permanently end joint military exercises with South Korea, even as it continued its recent streak of weapons tests, appeared aimed at pressuring Washington and Seoul over slow nuclear diplomacy. Now, they say that they fired a missile that was capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. Well, of course, they all are. But they said that's this in, specifically. Don't know if they did, but we'll see. Now, it's final. Hard-hit troops in 56 areas can now apply for a temporary increase in their housing allowance. Troops in these 56 areas will watch for emails detailing how to apply for this extra money. Now, the temporary rates take effect on October the 1st and are specifically designed to help those that have been having problems. Also, thousands of civilian, Defense Department, and VA civilian workers could be furloughed on Friday if the lawmakers can't reach a deal on a budget extension. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Now, the unraveling of Afghanistan, by the way, according to reports, was always just a breath away. And Afghanistan really didn't stand much of a chance because there were too many things working against it, including our own State Department and Defense Department in some cases from what we're hearing now. Now, about 100 U.S. citizens, again, and permanent residents, are still waiting to leave Afghanistan, according to an official in the State Department, a senior State Department official, said. I think it's more than that. Many more people think it's more than that. We'll just have to wait and see, because right now we can't really find out. Now, the International Criminal Court prosecutor on Monday said he was seeking approval to resume a war crimes investigation of Afghanistan, focusing on the actions of the Taliban and the Islamic State ISIS-K militia that's there. Okay, we'll see what happens. And again, speaking to the United Nations General Assembly in New York, the foreign minister of Syria, Faisal Maqdad, called the presence of Turkish and U.S. troops in northern Syria illegal and a flagrant violation of international law. Well, we'll see. Also, recent raids by the U.S. has led coalition battling the Islamic State group in Syria, resulting in the killing or capture of several people affiliated with the terrorist group, according to officials. And that's always a good thing when you're able to do that and gain valuable intel that way normally. Now, Joe Biden is being hit with a backlash of the removal of the Pentagon's top nuclear policy official. Don't know where that's going to go, but right now people aren't very happy in D.C. because of that. Now, over the past 14 years, nearly four times, many service members have died in training accidents as in combat. A new defense policy bill aims to reduce those training exercises. We'll see if they can get it done. If not, who knows? And, of course, top Republicans in the House and Senate on Monday pushed back on the president's persistent call to increase coordination between the U.S. and Russian militaries, saying that they were deeply troubled by the news. Now, senators are expected to grill Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin as the Joint Chiefs Chairman and the head of Central Command will also be talking about the Afghanistan conflict in front of the House of Representatives today. I said Senate, it was the House of Representatives. And we'll have to see how that goes. Because, again, keep in mind, this is a agency-wide situation we've got going on now to try to find out some stuff. And by the way, there hasn't been a lot of news lately with the Cyber Force, but here is some Cyber Force news. The Space Force was awarded $88 million in contracts for far-left systems prototyping. Now, the Space Force has issued four awards worth a combined $68 million as an installment on the next go-to generation market capability. We'll see how that all works out. Okay, hang in there. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, going to talk some financial stuff. We will be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity, TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will indeed take it away. Okay, now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Moss Acura because the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a far more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Now, they also have some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal on your vehicle. Now, don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And you can find out more about them by going online, MossAcura.com, MossAcura.com. Stop by North Florida Avenue. They're right next door to the Nissan store, Moss Acura, Moss Nissan, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you some more money down the line. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
I'm going to read a statement to you, and then you tell me what you think about this one. Senator Braun in Indiana was responding to a comment that was made by Joe Biden and Jen Psaki about having a zero cost for this new legislation they're trying to get through, the infrastructure legislation, $3.5 trillion. And he says, well, why raise taxes then if the Biden agenda has a zero cost for the program like this?
The things that are coming out of the administration at this point in time are, they're so ridiculous at their face that, you know, could you imagine, you know, if Donald Trump said something like that? I mean, the entire media industrial complex would have blown up, for crying out loud. You've got them talking about the fact that spending money is not actually spending money. Now, I equate this. It's like my daughter goes out with my credit card to Nordstrom's and goes on a spending spree. It didn't cost anything because it was my credit card. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And then you get Psaki saying, hey, you know what? Businesses, you know, that would be terrible. I'm paraphrasing. Terrible. That would be awful if businesses raise their prices due to higher taxes. This is, again, if I was in the press room, I'd be like, you're a moron. Right to a face. These people don't have a clue on how the world works. Okay? They don't understand how the world works. Mm-hmm. These are people that have only worked for government and collected a paycheck.
Right.
They've never had a sign in front of a paycheck. They've never had to pay any bills to run a business, manage any sort of balance sheet, bottom line, anything like that. It doesn't matter to them. They live in a parallel universe. I mean, I can't believe she actually said that in front of everybody. She should have been left out of the room.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got a caller here. Let's go to Mike in Clearwater. What's on your mind, Mike?
Good morning, Chris. Chris, I want to ask you the same question that I brought up earlier with when we were on the air with Kyle. Now, we're in a quagmire. We have a national debt that I personally believe we can never repay, especially if they pile this, what they say is a $3.5 trillion, but it's probably more like a closer to $6 trillion. So I say this, Chris, why not just let the system collapse? Don't raise the debt ceiling. Let the U.S. government default. Because at some point it's going to happen anyway, maybe sooner than better. What do you say? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Chris.
You let the system default. I mean, you understand that it's like taking a cinder block and dropping it in a bathtub full of water. We're not paying our national debt. What does that mean to all of the insurance companies that have tons and tons and tons of debt that are in there? Annuities. Pension plans, right on through. I mean, you're talking, you know, basically blowing up the system, is what you're doing. And, you know, this is the repercussions behind this. It's actually very, very hard to get your arms around.
Okay. And, in other words, you don't think it'd be a great idea?
No, listen, okay, you just say, hey, we're not going to pay this back. Okay, I mean, we're not Argentina. I mean, Argentina has done that a couple times, and their country has been marred in, you know, an economy that can't get out from underneath itself for a period of time. You're basically going into uncharted territory. So with the reserve currency for the world, we become almost, in essence, too big to fail to some degree. At some point, we have to get things under control because, again, if the repercussions of this and the tentacles – and just the amount of debt that's out there. You're already talking $28 trillion in debt. People hold that debt, okay? Insurance companies hold that debt. Banks hold that debt. Governments hold that debt. Annuities hold that debt. Pension funds have a ton of that debt. All of those things would collapse.
Now, Janet Yellen has warned any delay in raising the debt limit will slow the economy down, including laying off thousands of workers.
I'm sorry, Matt.
Janet Yellen has warned any delay in raising the debt limit will slow down the economy, including laying off thousands of workers.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to they're not going to get laid off. You're going to furlough a lot of government workers for a period of time, and basically it's a paid vacation for them. And I said, hey, government workers are probably like, yeah, shut the government down. We don't have to go to work. And then when we go back to work, they give us all of that back pay anyway. They do it every single time.
I know.
Okay? So, Janet, you know, go sell crazy somewhere else. Okay? I've been around long enough that that's just not the case.
Yep. Salary Ford workers must disclose their vaccination status as of this week.
Well, listen, you know, there's a lot of, you know, vaccination, you know, pressure being brought to bear everywhere. There's a story about United Airlines going to be firing workers that haven't done it. You know, at this point in time, and I track this stuff on a regular basis, and, you know, full disclosure, I've been fully vaccinated. You see the breakthrough cases, you see the cases continuing to, basically stay at a continual level. It looks like it's basically moving its way to the northeast right now. And quite frankly, I don't think that there's much you can do about it. I think maybe a vaccine will help, maybe get a less of a situation. But I look at it this way. If I'm fully vaccinated and I'm in a room full of unvaccinated people, I don't care. If I'm vaccinated, I should be okay, right?
Right.
I just don't understand the logic behind this. If I choose, it's like I don't understand the logic behind motorcycle helmet laws. If you want to wear a motorcycle, I don't ride a motorcycle, but if you don't want to wear one, that's your choice. I think it's the smart thing to do is to wear a motorcycle helmet. I know this, they have bike helmet laws. I don't wear a bike helmet. I refuse to do that. But, I mean, it's my choice. So I don't understand the issue here.
By the way, there was a John Lennon cassette tape that got sold yesterday for $58,240 at an auction in Denmark.
I did see that early this morning. Listen, you know, $58,000 for, you know, original John Lennon. You do know that there was some artist that sold an invisible sculpture last year for $18,000, right?
Yeah.
I'll take the John Lennon tape over that.
Now, Wall Street apparently stumbled a little bit yesterday on the rising Treasury yields and worries about inflation, and there's nothing much you can do about that. They hate uncertainty.
Well, no. You got rising, you know, and it's not even that high. 10-year goes above 1.5. 30-year is at 2%. There's going to be some blowback in the markets over the short term. The reality is that you could have rates go up another 100 basis points, and it really is not going to affect the economy at all, quite frankly. It's really just kind of a blowing off steam type of a situation. There are bigger issues to do with the economy than, you know, interest rates being 10-year at 1.5%.
Okie dokie, here comes the music. That means I will catch you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You too.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. The website, he's heard on many of these same stations during his weekend program across the country. I'll be right back with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army. Be right back.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.